Hey, this is Stephen A. Smith from No Mercy. Festivals, football, flannels. Some say fall is their favorite time of year. And this fall, there are now updated COVID-19 booster shots designed to help protect against COVID-19 variants. If you've had your primary series, schedule an updated COVID-19 booster shot appointment as soon as you're eligible. And don't forget to enjoy the foliage, sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.
This is your operating system talking, not your computers or your phones, but your internal human operating system. I'm feeling a little overloaded. Here's how you can ease my stress. Close your eyes or softly gaze at something in front of you. Now inhale for 4 counts, exhale for 6. Keep repeating. Much better. Longer term, there's BetterHelp Online Therapy. They'll match us with a licensed therapist we can connect with via video, phone, or chat. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive and save 10% on our first month.
This is the Fly the W670 podcast. I'm Dustin Rhodes, executive producer of the Mully and Haw Show. 5:30 to 10 on 670 The Score. Of course, your radio home for Cubs baseball. This is Season 1, Episode 55, hashtag Where is Jed Crawley? Good afternoon. Hashtag Where is Jed?
That's a good question. Now, don't forget to listen, download, review, and most importantly, subscribe to our podcast and to follow our socials. Fly the W670 on Twitter and Instagram. Fly the W on Facebook, or email us at flythew670@gmail.com. I thought I saw Jed Hoyer's face on the side of a milk carton. I'm not sure just yet.
Some angry Cub fans right now, Crawley. Some angry Cub fans.
Dustin, my hand is hovering, for the podcast listeners, my hand is hovering over the panic button because I'm about there. There's two guys still out there that can make this thing still a successful off season. But the time is ticking, and I'm starting to get worried. Yeah, Jed Hoyer is missing. The hot stove is steaming. Jed's on the side of a milk carton. You had Kodai Senga sign with the Mets, the guy I wanted so bad to be a Cub. He's gone on Saturday night.
Before we move, let's talk about Senga for a minute, okay? Talk about Senga for a second. Could it be that Senga didn't want the Cubs? Could it be that Senga wanted a big market? Okay, that box is checked for the Cubs, big market. But he wanted a team that was built to win right now. The Cubs won 70-ish games last year. The Mets won over 100 games last year. Right? Could it be that simple? You know, maybe the Cubs didn't like the idea of giving him an opt-out after 3 years, and the Mets were like, fine, win us a World Series and get out next year. We don't care. Right? So, I mean, I just think these are some things that we may not know. We're not privy to that yet. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, there's no doubt that there's opt-outs, no trade clauses, all sorts of different things that can be there. All I know is I see teams getting players all over the place, and the Cubs haven't done a damn thing since the start of the winter meetings.
Well, that's a little bit more than a damn thing. But yeah, I mean, listen, I am not satisfied. I want more. Father, I want more. But, you know, maybe Senga didn't want to be here.
Okay, so you could have gotten Sean Manaea, but he signed with the Giants. You could have had Chris Bassett, he signed with the Mets. Sean Murphy, a catcher.
Well, Bassett went from the Mets, right? He went to the Jays.
The Mets to the Blue Jays. Uh-huh. And then Sean Murphy, catcher for the A's, that would have looked nice in Cubby Blue, has been a three-team trade. He goes to the Braves, and Milwaukee gets William Contreras, brother of Wilson Contreras. So now we got to face both Contreras brothers all the time.
Yeah, Contreras squared. They'll call the division Contreras squared. Yep. It's not perfect. It's far from perfect. I would have hoped, though, that when Cubs president of business ops was on the Mully and Haw Show on Friday, that gave some Cub fans some hope, Crawley. Did you not find hope in it, or did it make you more upset?
No, it made me more upset. I was more panicky, and I am wondering how much everybody is truly on the same page. Obviously, there's three people that you talk about here. Tom Ricketts is the man who writes the checks, right? You have Crane Kesney, who's the president of business ops. So all the money that gets made goes through Crane. And then you have president of baseball ops, who is Jed Hoyer. He's technically not even the GM. But the point of it being is I'm here, at least I'm seeing mixed messages compared to what I heard the other day. So first off, I thought that David Haw did an excellent job interviewing Crane, asking some questions of Crane. You know, it kind of started out more about Pat Hughes, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it being the home of the Cubs, 670, that, you know, you understand there's going to be those questions. But I thought that David Haugh asked excellent questions and, you know, kind of, it was a great interview. But from the very first clip that we're going to play you, for those of you that missed it, and you can check out the entirety of the interview on the Odyssey app, 670 Mully and Haugh Show. This first one really talks about the goal. Have the Cubs, the organization feel that the goal of the winter meetings was reached from their perspective? And so this is what President of Business Ops Crane Kenny had to say.
They're not real big on mandates to do things. They leave that in our hands, mine on the business side and Jed's on the baseball side. There was a lot of flexibility in the budget, just based on how things fell. The business is still healthy, and that left Jed with a lot of money to spend this year. Like last year, where he didn't spend all the money he had last year, just didn't see transactions that made sense to him. I hope there are transactions that make sense to us this year to spend all the money he has. He gotten off to a good start. You know, the goal is always the same. It's to win another championship. So
let's kind of just talk about that really here. Okay. So you got the president of business ops, right? Saying that there is a lot of flexibility in the budget, right? Business is still healthy and Jed has a lot of money to spend this year. Off to a good start. We agreed on that, right? Cody Bellinger and mm-hmm. Jameson Taillon, we were mm-hmm. happy with that. But he says, if a player can help us get closer to a championship, right? That's what you're looking for. Jed will be aggressive. Well, these are the guys that were on the market. Aaron Judge, Trey Turner, Xander Bogaerts, Carlos Rodon is still on the market.
Still on the market.
Jose Abreu. So none of those guys get you closer to a championship?
Yeah. I mean, there's another one. I just mentioned Senga, right? We don't know. Maybe he did or didn't want to be here. That's on him. But Abreu didn't sound like he wanted to be here anymore. Sounded like he wanted to go to Houston. Sounded like he wanted to play in a dome. Sounded like he wanted to have better weather. He didn't want to deal with playing in the Central Division of the American League or National League anymore. So he went down south. And, you know, no more excuses about a slow start. I think, though, that is something we have to keep in mind, that everybody's money is green. It all spends the same. And, you know, that's actually not true. You know, you go to a place like Houston, and you got a whole different set of tax situations, right? So it's better off. Listen, I want Jed to do something. And I think this trade today that got the Brewers a little bit healthier, I think that's going to add a little bit of extra pressure. If anything, I mean, if I'm Jed, I might text Crane and say, hey, what are you doing? Like, you're putting a target on my back for the fans.
Right. So when you sit there and Crane finishes with the quote, no reason to think we won't be a playoff team this year. Last year, like you said, 74 wins was the exact total. Cubs were 74 wins and 88 losses. The Cardinals were first in the division with a record of 98 and 69. Okay, we'll talk a little bit more about what's left on the board still, but you're telling me you're going to somehow get, let's say, what do you think it's going to take? Because you got an extra wild card spot now, right, that you could potentially have. But do you think, let's say it's going to take an extra 15 games. Let's put the Cubs at 89 wins. Okay, I think that could probably get you into the postseason. Do you, based on their moves right now, see 89 wins on this team as constructed?
No. Maybe 80, maybe, if everything goes right, maybe. Maybe.
Yeah, and so, you know, the next question that David Haugh had to ask was whether the Cubs accomplished everything they intended to in the winter meetings. And this is what Crane had to say.
Look at it over time. For me, this is whatever the 22nd winter meeting that I've been a part of. You know, it used to be you saw a lot of activity at the GM meetings and the winter meetings, and you kind of went into the holidays with a lot of transactions behind you and your roster, not set, but significantly changed. And that's all changed. You know, it's funny that, you know, it used to be that, you know, the winter meetings were full of meetings, you know, where and the GM meetings where the GMs were all huddled together. And now the GMs are calling each other from the same location, which, you know, this the advent of the internet and sort of technology has allowed the winter meetings to start kind of, you know, 10 days after the World Series and end, you know, sometime in January. So, yeah, you know, the vast majority of free agents are still out there. The big names have come off the board, but there's a ton of talent still to be added. And then the trade market really opens up in earnest after the big free agents are gone. So I think, you know, we have, I don't know, we may be in the third inning of our offseason in terms of how the roster will look, you know, come February.
Now that's the one, Crawley. That's the comment that I'm hanging my hat on, though, that we are only in the third inning. So now he said that. Crane said that. So obviously Crane is in these planning. I mean, I'm not saying Crane's telling him who to get, but I have an idea that Crane has seen their whiteboard, if you will. He knows the targets. He obviously knows the money. So he knows the targets, and there's targets that are still obtainable. Otherwise, he would not have said that. Or if he shouldn't have said that, and then shame on him.
Well, you know, that comment of we're in the third inning. Yes, he's right. It's still early. We're in the third inning as far as off season goes, but you're down 10-1 in the third inning. So right now, you better start making some moves because you only got 6 innings to kind of get some runs back here. And so, you know, he was honest. He said a lot of the big names are out off the board, but there's tons of talent to be added. And that's what bothered me, because I'm asking here, if we're in the third inning and there's tons of talent, what talent is left in the areas that the Cubs need to address? So we don't have to talk about right fielders or left fielders, because that is addressed right now, okay?
The outfield's set. Outfield closed. They've got an outfield.
So if we take a look here, your catcher options, Christian Vasquez, that has to get done. You also have Tucker Barnhart, Austin Hedges, Gary Sanchez, and Mike Zunino. Christian Vasquez is a must get. There's two guys that I'm going to tell you that if Jed and Crane want to be happy about the way this offseason goes, number one is you have to get Christian Vasquez a catcher. Okay, that's one of the guys.
This is your operating system talking, not your computers or your phones, but your internal human operating system. I'm feeling a little overloaded. Here's how you can ease my stress. Close your eyes or softly gaze at something in front of you. Now inhale for 4 counts, exhale for 6. Keep repeating. Much better. Longer term, there's BetterHelp Online Therapy. They'll match us with a licensed therapist we can connect with via video, phone, or chat. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive and save 10% on our first month.
First base, Jesus Aguilar, Brandon Belt, Trey Mancini. Anything for you?
I mean, I could live with Trey Mancini. You know, again, what's Trey Mancini going to cost? I mean, that would be smart. That would be smart spending. I think Mancini would do well here. I think fans would really like him. I think that, yeah, I mean, I'm not going to jump up and down about it, but I think it's good cover. It's definitely good cover at first base and DH.
Okay. Shortstop, obviously, Carlos Correa still on the board. Didi Gregarious, Jose Iglesias, and Dansby Swanson. Obviously, Correa, anyone that listens to this podcast, and pretty much most people would say that Correa is the other guy they have to get. It has to be Correa, and it has to be Christian Vasquez, and I will personally lead the Jed is Awesome parade and put him on my shoulders, and everything will be all good.
No more hashtag where is Jed?
No more hashtag where is Jed, because the answer will be there. But Dansby Swanson got married over the weekend. His wife actually is a soccer player who plays for the Chicago Red Stars.
Chicago Red Stars, right. Yep.
So don't know if that means anything, but I want to kind of circle around back to that. But let's say you don't get a shortstop, and now you got to look at second base, okay? Because you could always keep, like, again, Nico, we talked about. He can play short. He did a great job this last season, but then you're going to need a second baseman. Almeides Diaz, Josh Harrison, Cesar Hernandez, Rafael Odor, and Jonathan Villar. Anything for you?
No, I think I'd rather go to battle with Nick Madrigal, to be honest with him.
Third base, Brandon Drury, Mikhail Franco, Evan Longoria, who I think is 87, Justin Turner. Any of those guys?
You know, what's Justin Turner cost? He's been in some big time baseball games. What is he? He might be a nice DH option as well. Is Justin Turner better than what is penciled in at third base right now?
That's the question you got to ask. And for how many years does he want it? Okay.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And then you got a lot of these guys, when you talk about Evan Longoria, when you talk about Justin Turner, DH, JD Martinez, guys like that. They're older, they're longer in the tooth, man. You know, I don't know what they want, and I don't know how much it'd be worth it, but Matt Carpenter and Nelson Cruz for potential DHs. The rotation, now we're really thinning out. I don't see anyone else that really kind of jumps out at me that I'm like, oh, they need to get this. I think, honestly, Drew Smyly's probably your best bet. You got Nathan Eovaldi, Corey Kluber, Ross Stripling, Noah Syndergaard, and Michael Wacha.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of gray hair in that group.
And a lot of guys that have their best years are way behind them.
Yep.
Injuries, mm-hmm. All sorts of stuff. I don't know, man. So, you know, we can go through the list and be like, well, this guy's okay. This guy's okay. We're going to talk about Wilson in the third segment of the show, but you have to replace that bat, and you didn't have enough hitting last year. You can, what you had last year with Wilson Contreras in your lineup was 77 wins. Okay? That's not going to cut it. So not only do you have to replace his offense, you need to add more to that total, and none of those guys are really going to move the needle. You know, yeah, you can get Trey Mancini, and that'll take you maybe from 77 wins to 79. That's not going to do it, man. That's just not.
Anything with the checkbook supposedly being open, the funds being available, do you think there is, though, a limit? Because something else that's really interesting is, like, these Mets luxury tax penalties. Holy cow. It says that they're going to exceed the payrolls of up to 10 to 12 teams.
Well, David Haw did bring up revenue streams. Now, I just spent the weekend in Wrigley, and I can just tell you that the Winterland is absolutely packed. They are making hand over fist dollars here. And so, you know, David Haw was talking about Correa. And again, you know, why would any other teams be able to outbid the Cubs? And so as we kind of look at this here, you know, this is what David had to say, or what Crane had to say.
We all live and breathe the same atmosphere that our fans are in. And, you know, we're all dying to see a great team play in front of our fans and for our fans. And, you know, you can say what you like about, well, this is going to be a tough season or a reset. And it's easy to say in February, but when you're grinding your way through 6 months of it in the summer, it's no fun. We are looking to have a lot more fun this coming year. I love the Hot Stove League. I love what you guys do on the radio. I love the fact that we're talking about baseballs and snowfalls. And I love the fact our fans are, you know, anxious about getting back to playoff baseball. Cause you and I know, I mean, when I first started here in 2003, you know, making the playoffs that year after beating the Pirates in a doubleheader felt like an act of God. I mean, it was, you know, it was always a decade between.
So, I mean, what he's going to end up talking about is, you know, it used to take 10 years between playoff starts, yada, da, yada, da. And he keeps bringing up that the business side is in good shape.
Right. And he loves the idea. He loves the idea, Crawley, that the fans are pushing, the demand is growing, the expectations are higher than ever, and he seems to really love that.
And well, in that case, he should start telling. I don't know what's going on here. And this is what you kind of brought it up a little bit, alluded to it. I do not know what conversations happen between Jed and Crane. They get the budget and they work with that. But at this point right now, the question you have to ask yourself when it comes to Jed Hoyer is, number one, we talked about this last episode, is he scared of the ghost of Jason Hayward's contract? Number two, okay, you just talked about the spending that's going on, okay? And this has been a tremendous offseason. Spending, and this was, when I wrote this on Sunday, when I put this in the script, so far $1.6 billion has been spent. The Yankees have three $300 million contracts. The Phillies have two. The Padres have two, almost three. I think Bogarts went for $275, okay? The Mets have one. That is absolutely insane. And so when you're looking at the contracts and what the clubs are spending, the Phillies, $387 on their payroll. The Yankees, $371. The Mets, $284. Padres, $275. Boston has spent $117. I mean, it is absolutely ridiculous. And Buster Olney is the one that said that the Mets luxury tax, just the luxury tax for 2023, is going to exceed the payrolls of 10 to 12 team. Dustin, you know, here's the thing that you have to take a look at here, man, is that
it's laughable, but it's not funny.
We are the Wrigley experience. What fans pay at the Wrigley ballpark, tickets, pop, you know, beer, hot dog, all that stuff, no, parking.
One of the highest, if not the highest.
Number one. And all I can tell you right here is that not everybody can pay it. I don't mind paying it as long as I see results. And I know that fans are very nervous. And again, you know, you talked about a target on his back by saying what he said, with Crane saying there's plenty of money, we have plenty. It doesn't seem like it to me. It seems like this. Remember this. In the offseason of 2018 going into 2019, there was two monster free agents, okay? It was Manny Machado and Bryce Harper. And Cub fans were debating every which way we could move Javi to second, you know, put Machado at short. Oh, no, we need to get Bryce Harper, and you could put Jay Hay in center, and Harper will play in right. We had it all figured out. It was going to be one of those two guys that the Cubs were going to get. Something happened in that offseason. The cash flow, the spigot, was turned off. Do you remember who the Cubs signed in that offseason?
No. Tell me.
Daniel Descalso and Brad Brock.
Blech.
Those were the two names.
And I couldn't have come up with those names if you had a gun to my head.
And so now with Jed Hoyer, does he have to think that at some point in time that money spigot turns off again? That if he sits there and says, yes, I'm going to give Carlos Correa $30 million average annual per year, you know, whether it's 5 years, whether it's 10 years, whether it's whatever opt-outs. If I give him that money, is Crane or the Ricketts or whoever gives him the budget, are they going to potentially shut it off? Because I don't think that the Padres, the Mets, the Yankees, the Phillies are worried about the budget. We talked about Aaron Judge, and Aaron Judge, Hal Steinbrenner said, what's it going to take? 10 years, 300? Here you go. Okay. Then if that's what, if you want to play with the big boys, we're talking Boston, I can't believe I'm saying Padres, big boys, Mets, Yankees, Phillies. That's the price right here. So you got to figure out what exactly it is that you are doing to, if you're going to go for this, if you are going to make this, if you're going to compete. Because if not, then I can tell you right now, they haven't sold out CubsCon. Season ticket holders are not coming back. I've seen the same letter sent to season ticket reps. If the Cubs aren't going to spend top dollar, why should I?
It's a good point. It's a very, very good point.
This is your operating system talking, not your computers or your phones, but your internal human operating system. I'm feeling a little overloaded. Here's how you can ease my stress. Close your eyes or softly gaze at something in front of you. Now inhale for 4 counts, exhale for 6. Keep repeating. Much better. Longer term, there's BetterHelp Online Therapy. They'll match us with a licensed therapist we can connect with via video, phone, or chat. Visit betterhelp.com/positive and save 10% on our first month.